Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Flory. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning, everyone.
Now, we were just joking on the other end of this about how quickly spring break has come around. You got some day camps you guys are running for that. Go ahead and let the people know, I suppose.
Yeah, so I don't know where January went, right? But we find ourselves in February, and before long, it's going to be spring break. And so I just wanted to talk about, you know, I love to talk about opportunities and taking advantage of opportunities. So I just wanted to talk about some opportunities that you have available to you coming up here over spring break. So we are going to host three different day camps. One in each of our counties. So the first one I'm going to start with is going to be March 19th. It's going to be here at the Franklin County Fairgrounds, and it is going to be a YQCA, which stands for Youth Quality Care for Animals Certification Training, which my 4-H'ers that show at state and national levels, you have to have that certificate. So you can come that day and listen to that training and get that checked off your list. It's really great information. It just talks about, how to properly care for your animals. And, you know, we care. The world is watching agriculture, and so we try to do an excellent job of educating our youth on the proper ways to handle the great husbandry, how to use medicines. So it's really good information. I really encourage you to take that. And even if you're not showing at a state or national level, it's still it's a national certification. It will look really good on resumes on down the line for all of our 4-H members that are involved in the livestock projects. We will also integrate kind of some grooming classes with that, grooming of your animal for fair, how to wash, how to take care, how to make them look right on that day of the show. It's going to be a really fun time there, Wednesday, March 19th. So that's the first opportunity. The next one is going to be March 20th. It's going to be down in Garnett in Anderson County. And last year, the state changed up their clothing classes for the youth, and they've retitled it Shopping in Style. And this is really for like bymanship project where you go out and you buy your clothes and you come. There's some science behind it, and some the 4-H'ers kind of learn the madness behind it. They really help them think about their wardrobe, what they have in their wardrobe. They help them think about what colors look good on you. There is some science to fashion, and so the kids get to learn that. But the whole day camp is going to be on just that new reframing that project and how we can use that at the fair this year. So come to that if you're into clothing, fashion. That will be on Thursday, March 20th. And then the last one that I'm excited about is going to be over in Osage City in Osage County. It's on that Friday, and it is going to be a STEM activity. And I really think we're going to hone in on coding, computer coding. And so we know how this is an ever-growing field, and so we just really want to try to give our kids a head start on some of those things that they might experience later in life. So that's going to be Friday at Osage City. All those save the dates were in our newsletter, and hopefully an email will go out first of next week with the sign-up times and sign-up dates. So be looking for those if you're a 4-H'er. Go ahead and call us if you've got some questions or want to have, you know, we have some of those details and can lead you in the right direction for those answers. So anyways, I'm excited about those three opportunities. Spring is just picking up very rapidly here in the 4-H program. So just if you're a 4-H'er listening, make sure you're reading through that newsletter, their letter. There's so many good opportunities out there, and just activities are going to pick up with the spring coming. Just a reminder that weigh-ins are going to be here at the end of February, 1st of March. So make sure you get those on your calendar. Before we know it, summer will be here. I'm getting ahead of myself, aren't I, Blake?
maybe just a touch, but I don't know. It seems like the time is passing just that fast.
Yeah, that's we in the office here. We always operate about 6 months in advance. So, you know, we're kind of at that phase where we're like, oh gosh, it feels like summer already.
Oh,
although it's quite not here.
Not quite. What are they, I think the groundhog said it's supposed to be 6 more weeks of winter. So I guess we'll find out.
So call us if you have any questions.
And a couple of pretty cool ideas for some days there. I don't have a spring break, so I can't get out there and do them. But you guys should get out there and make sure you get involved. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meredith's Unique Central District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent, Kathy Gal.